Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Today we're going to continue our conversations on the personality continuum that we've been talking about all week. And today is focused on homeostasis versus heterostasis. And as we've mentioned before, you know, it's important that we think about and talk about personality because, well, personality helps explain how we and other people behave, how we interact with the world. I like to think of it as it's sort of the lens through which we see, interpret, and interact with the world around us. Mm-hmm. And so it's the overall picture that we get of the world and how we think about ourselves and other people.
Right.
So today we're going to talk about homeostasis versus heterostasis. Mm-hmm. Now, homeostasis is the idea that people tend to prefer sort of the status quo.
Right.
They don't want things to shift and adjust too much. They want things to pretty much stay as predictable and as consistent as always.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know those people who perhaps live in the same home that they grew up in. They, you know, they work at the same place for, you know, hundreds of years. Well, no, not hundreds of years, but, you know.
I was dating this woman one time. We were young. I mean, we were high school or college age. And I was at her house, and she said, "Now watch what my mother does when she comes in." And she said, "First she'll do this, and then she'll do this." And her mother was working. She came in and did exactly that
thing.
She did the same. She put her keys in the same place. She said the same words.
Mm-hmm.
She went to the sink, and exactly what her daughter said she would do. Which means this woman did this every single day of her life.
Yeah.
And she lived. She did her ironing on Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They sat and watched TV until 11 o'clock at night, and then they turned the TV off and went, and they did it every single day.
Wow.
The same routine. That's homeostasis.
That is homeostasis. That's the preferring things to be consistent. And with that kind of consistency comes comfort. It comes...
That was her control.
Right. It comes a sense that there is, like you said, control, some predictability. And it's
right.
Easy because it's just, mm-hmm. No, this is just what we do at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoons.
That's right. And it made her life, it simplified her life.
Right.
I think she grew up on a farm. I think her mother grew up on a farm, and that was completely unpredictable because of
right.
weather and, you
mm-hmm.
know, all the change. And I think when she finally left the farm and got married, she wanted everything to be simple
right.
and routine because she never had it as a child.
Right.
She never had the routine as a child. I think that's what caused her to mm-hmm. make this change. She
right.
probably always wanted it all of her life, never mm-hmm. could have it.
Right.
And then once she could have it, she just did everything in a very predictable,
wow.
familiar way.
Now, the other end of this continuum is heterostasis.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the idea that we see people as being driven to change.
Right.
That we want novelty, that we want things to be new and fresh, and we want to change, and we want to switch things up regularly and not follow some of those rigid yeah. routines and schedules and expectations.
Which is a blessing and a curse.
It can be.
Because
yeah.
there are some people who will, you know, they'll say, "I've never lived anywhere for more than 5 years."
Right.
You know, and
right.
those are the hetero stasis.
Right.
Crowd. You know, they're at the other end of the spectrum
right.
that they move every couple of years. They get sort of this, we say they have this gypsy blood, you
mm-hmm.
know, where they just have to keep moving.
Right.
They're nomadic by nature.
Right.
And they just keep moving around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the idea here is, again, it's not that one is better than the other, as we've talked about with all of the continua that we talked about this week. But when we think about homeostasis, there's some positives and some drawbacks.
Right.
Certainly positives are predictability. Homeostasis
mm-hmm.
is a really great thing for parents to have, especially if they have kids with ADHD
right.
or some anxiety adjustment mm-hmm. difficulty. Sometimes if they have kids with autism spectrum disorders and things like that, they need that routine, that predictability, so that it's the same every time.
Right.
And it helps relieve and decrease stress
mm-hmm.
in the child.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we need that as adults as well, because we have similar challenges with the unpredictability. So we want things to be regular and routine. We want to know that this is what happened. Again, with the example you use, this is just what happens at 2 o'clock on Sunday. So if something comes up and they want to do it on 2 o'clock on Sunday, no, we can't do that because we're doing this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, drawbacks, of course, are that it's very rigid. And so that if something does come up at 2 o'clock on Sunday, you can't do it.
Right. You lose your spontaneity.
Right.
You lose that sort of energy that you get from something new and novel.
Right.
You know, which is stimulating. So there are some disadvantages.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, like, if you're in a relationship, you have to make sure that the partner that you're with is okay with that rigidity as well, because if not, you, as you said, you're going to lose that spontaneity, that that impulse to just do something.
Right.
Sometimes
it's okay just to jump in the car and go to the beach.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need to have a plan, and it's okay if what you normally do doesn't get done.
Right.
But some people find it very difficult to do that.
Right. You know? Right. And so when we get to the far end of that, of course, we end up talking about things like OCD and some other psychopathological conditions that take you way down there, and they really have a difficult time with adjusting and shifting and changing.
And that then it controls you.
Right.
And I think that's the issue with all of these things, is that, you know, when you move down to that far end and you get to OCD, that then it takes over.
Right.
And that's the problem with those sorts of things, is that they take over.
Right.
And, you know, they're in charge instead of you being in charge.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So now on the other end, we have with heterostasis, we have that the idea that we are in constant need of novelty, something new, something exciting, some change. Mm-hmm. You know, these are people who may, you know, change their room, change the layout of their room all the time. They may, you know, they're changing their routes to work very often, and they just like
hairstyles,
the change.
Clothing styles. Mm-hmm. They just can't stand to be in the same spot for too long, you know, in any way. And so they're constantly, as you say, novelty seeking, because that's what stimulates them.
Right.
That's what gives them, that's their comfort food.
Right.
Is change.
Now, the positive part of that, of course, is that it's spontaneous. Mm-hmm. It's exciting. It can be very energizing because you're doing something new. You're doing something exciting. Right. You're doing something enthusiastic. Mm-hmm. And this is really good. We see this, of course, a lot of times in early stages of relationships where people are much more spontaneous before they get into sort of the routine and mundane
routine of marriage,
marriage and life.
And
but when we think about this heterostasis end, more on the pathological side, because we have pathology down here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking about things like ADHD, things that where you can't inherently find routine.
You can't structure your life.
Right. So you're shifting. You're constantly changing from one thing to something else. You're unable to complete one thing before you start and start pursuing something different.
Right. Yeah. Too much.
Right.
Too much of a good thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. So.
But again, it's pathological.
Right.
I mean, and clearly it's it's an abnormal state. If you're unable to structure your life.
Right.
That doesn't work well either, because you start degree programs and don't finish them.
Right.
You start decorating a room, painting a room, and you don't finish it.
Right.
You know, that, that's
you go out and buy all the supplies to do something, but then you never use them. But that's why, you know, we refer to ADHD as a disorder of novelty seeking. You can't help but seek that novelty. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it so difficult to concentrate and focus, because you're trying to concentrate and focus on one thing, but all of a sudden there's this sound that's so interesting.
That's right.
Coming from the other room that I just have to pay attention to. I can't not pay attention to it.
Or you're working on a particular topic and you read something that brings you to another topic, and the new topic is more interesting than the one you were working on.
Right.
And that's what happens with children and adults with ADHD.
Yeah.
Because the new one is always more exciting.
Right.
More interesting.
And things like things that really use this against us are things like clickbait and that kind of stuff, where you're
clickbait. You saw that look, didn't you?
I did.
Okay. Clickbait must be something to do with technology.
It's so funny.
Really?
Yeah. It's like when you're on Facebook or you're on a website and there's the little ads on the side that says, she got this package in the mail, but you won't believe what happened next. And it's like just baiting you into clicking on it too. Or there's some provocative or some interesting picture in it.
Is that what that little photo is about, and you should see what happened next?
Yeah.
Is that clickbait?
Yeah. That's a form of clickbait.
I've never opened those. That's where fake news is.
Yeah.
Fake news is over there on the right.
Ah, well. Sometimes it's at the bottom. Sometimes it's on the right. Sometimes it's right in the middle.
Clickbait.
Yeah. But that's what clickbait's all about, is that it is trying to entice you to follow
go
this
someplace
tangent.
Else.
Right. Because of novelty, because of interest.
Facebook is very good at that. Facebook takes advantage of that because it just keeps popping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So again, it's not that one end is superior to the other. It's not that we want to necessarily seek to follow or go down one end over the other.
Right.
It's important that we know where we are on this spectrum, because that's going to help us understand better why change is difficult for ourselves, or
that's right.
You know, so that we can have realistic expectations of ourselves. I mean, if you're way on the homeostasis end and you say, well, you know what, I want to change my diet, I want to, you know, change all this, you have to know that that's going to be really difficult for you, because you seek consistency, and it's going to be more difficult for you to change a habit than if you're on the other end.
And if you're, you know, it's crucial that you understand where you are on these different continua. But it's especially important if you're responsible for somebody else.
Right.
If you're a parent, if you're a teacher, if you're a supervisor, if you're an executive, you have to understand yourself so that you're better able to manage and understand others.
Right.
Because you're going to be supervising people who are way at the other end of the spectrum.
Right.
You want order and they want something else.
Right.
Or you want novelty and change and they need order. So it's absolutely essential, if you are responsible for other people, to understand yourself and to acknowledge that others that you for whom you have responsibility might be different on this particular characteristic than you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, all right, I think that's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow with our last continuum, and that's changeability versus unchangeability. I think this is going well so far.
We need to continue discussing these things.
Yeah.
It's a good way to frame. It's a good way for people to think about why they're doing what they're doing, and especially how they deal with others who are a little bit different on each of these characteristics.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so we will be back next time. Until then, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.